Kwazi why muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live muri eZimbabwe from Studio 7, a Voice of America. On Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020, muri eZimbabwe, mthakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 21st of January 2020. Now, nasi muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe. Today on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kickstarted last week. We discuss the state of the Zimbabwean education sector. But today, we don't just look to touch on the surface like we did last week, whereby we highlighted the concerns of the parents and we highlighted the concerns of the teachers, but we look to delve deeper. We look to figure out kuti zvese zviri kuitika varairidzwa vari kuratidzira abantwana vesikolo labo vayachengisela tikona zvekare vabereki nawo vari kuchema chema. All these things that are happening, what are the impacts when we're talking about the state of the Zimbabwean education? What does this mean for the nation, and what does this mean for the nation's youth? What does this mean for future generations? Now, for those that don't know, or those that missed our program last week we saw Zimbabwean teachers that work in government schools take bagata aiwa mapadza pasi bona baqala ukutshengisela bagata aiwa abasikwenda kuchikoro kana kuti ivo vanga vari kuchikoro. They started staging stay-ins. We're not getting the opportunity to learn. Now, this is something that left a lot of parents concerned, because they ran left, right, and center, just to get money for them to be able to pay school fees, for them to pay for the textbooks and so forth. Something that they were already aggrieved about because they felt was expensive. But now abantwana sebefikile esikolo kuthiwa ha kanti abasatholi imfundo. So now parents started feeling aggrieved. But not only did the parents start feeling aggrieved, just yesterday sibone abantwana besikolo vechidiki vekuchikoro cheNjube High School ngale gontutuzi yathunqa bephuma ngobunengi babo betshengisela besithi But now, before we head over to Njube Prime High School to see what exactly happened, let's head over to one of the concerned parents who got to speak to our Studio 7 correspondent, Batabile Masugu. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe lapha into ya matichara iyangikhathaza kunokumangalisayo ngoba amaticha sisakwazi ukuthi alwa labazali, alwa labantwana, balwa lohulumende. Kati wayibona nxa kuyukuthi balwa ngeholo labo. Wayebengakhulumi ngeholo labo befundisa abantwana. They are crushing impilo yabantwana down lokhana kokuthi ngoba khathi esizikhulu fisi zikhwelile, abazali sihlanganise nzima imali zona zezikhulu fisi ngokufisa ukuthi abantwana bethu babe le mpilo yakusasa. Babulala abantwana ngoba bolaba abantwana ababenza njalo ngopresident bakusasa, ngamateacher kusasa, bona they are growing up bayaluphala. So nxa sebesenza isabhodiji ngokufundisa abantwana, ilizwe liyaba lilizwe linjani? Amateacher secina kibo phi? Akusela amanye amateacher okumele abe khona. Siyacela amateacher, njengabazali khulumani lohulumende ngeholo lenu ngapha abantwana befunda, ngoba lapha you are fighting against ama parents. All people in Zimbabwe that in hot abantu basebuzimeni bonke.
Leamuzo pelu mama murugunzu wakuva kuna umo mai varu kuchema hands. Ah, varairizi please, please, please. Dzokerai kuzvikoro mutange kudzidzisa vana. Kana muri kuchema chema muchinyunyutawo nenyaya yemihoro hongu hapana chakaipa. Asi dzokerai kuzvikoro mudzidzisa vana. Asi kune rimwe divi muchitaurawo nehurumende muchiwanawo kuti kana uripo here wokuti mungashanda pamwe chete. Leamuzo, that was one of her concerned parents who was basically breaking it down. Asiti iyena njengomzali ivo sembareki. Her as a parent, she's really aggrieved. She's not happy. Anzi, teachers, please, please, please go back to schools and teach the children. And if it's about your salaries, use the opportunity to continue engaging with government. But now, it didn't end there. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi abantwana izolo baphume ngobuningi babo ngempela vechidiki vakabuda zvikurusa uko kubulawayo kontuthuza yathunqa takaona vechidiki sibone abantwana besikolo senjubo high school labo bephuma ngobuningi betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo bayabona labo ukuthi izinto zikhanya ngani azihambe kuhle. But let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Njube high school. Let's take a look.
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental, according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared, their voice have spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
Leamuzwa phela omunye wababalisi, and you also heard from abantwana besikolo se Njube high school labo babetshengisela izolo besithi into yenzayo sayizonda. They're basically highlighting ukuthi bona they're not happy with the current state of things that are happening within schools, and some of them are also concerned ukuthi how kanti kusasa labo lime njani. So ngifisa ukuzwa kini izilukandaba ukuthi libona njani lokho kwenzakalayo esikolo. Siyeza ukuthi ababalisi bona sebengene sebengenile ku-week 2 bengahambi esikolo, abantwana bayasaba besithi how kanti ikusasa lime njani. Abazali labo bayasaba. So I want to hear from you all ukuthi what is your take on things happening and what's happening in the schools? Also, what is the future of Zimbabwean education? Now, experts say ukuthi all these things that are happening are contributing to something that could turn out to be a disaster when we're talking about the Zimbabwean education system. I reached out to an educator based here in America, laye ungumbalisi uPhithizela Ngcobo. Let's hear what Phithi had to say.
Okwenzakala ekhaya ngendaba zemfundo kuzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ilizwe lethu lithe liqala ngabo-1980 selithola uzibuse belisazakala ngemfundo ebinhle e-Afrika. Ekuli lizwe okulabantu abaningi abafundileyo, ababalisi befundisa, amatitsha ehlonitshwa, ehlonitshwa nguzulu wonke. Kodwa kuthe sokubuyela uhulumende sesibona imfundo isiya phansi. Okwalo nyaka khona kuzisa ubuhlungu. Abantwana besikolo size sabona abantwana besikolo abesikolo senjube high kobulawayo besukuma besiya demonstrator besiya jengisela ekhuluma ngokuthi ischool fees sikhwele kakhulu njalo abala amabhuku andamabhuku lawa kumele bezithengele abazali abaningi abenelisa imali yokuthi igumbe behambise abantwana ukubabhadalela ku-day school singasakhulumi-ke ama-boarding school ngesilungu abathi state of education hhayi isimo sakhona sibi isimo esizwe sibuhlungu sonke sizwe ubuhlungu ngabantwana abancane laba abasakhulayo abazaswela ithuba thina esilitholileyo xa umntwana engelamfundo ngempilo yanamhlanje kunzima kuphileke njalo besikhanathi izikolo yizo ezizasiza abantwana bafunde babele kusasenhle njengathi abanye sakhulile emakhaya kodwa ngenxa yemfundo namhla sesithola amathuba lawo sesilabo kodwa abantwana bathesa abasenelisa ukuthola lawo mathuba ababalisi ukuthi abatshiya amaklasi ewoda bayegula amacimbi ngiyazi nxa sikhuluma so abantu bengahleka kunganenihlekisa kodwa sikhuluma ngababalisi labo abangelalutho abangelamali abahola imali enileyo ukuthi nje bezikhangelele bethenga ukudla begcina abantu abo seze becingela ukuthi siyadinga amacimbi angabenzela ngcono sile themba ukuthi uhulumende uzazama abonthe ngenzani ukuza lamule kulesi simo sesikiso ngoba ngeminyaka le elandelayo singaqhubeka kanje kutsho ukuthi iliterate rate yethu iza kuya phansi njalo abantwana abaningi asoze bebele kusasa enhle sile themba lokuthi uhulumende wakithi okamongameli uMnangagwa ulalele njalo uyazinuka amakhwapha ukuthi kambe yikwini abangakwenza ukuthi abantwana bebele kusasa enhle abantwana bethole ukufunda abantwana bethole amabhuku ababalisi bethole ihole elingabenzibeni lisukuhamba emsebenzini njalo belethe ukuhlonipheka ngumsebenzi wobubalisi ngiyabonga.
Well, you heard there from Umnumzana uPitizela Ngcobo. He's an educator based here in the United States of America. He basically highlights ukuthi, yena as an educator, he feels ukuthi it's very sad what's happening with the Zimbabwean education system. He feels as though teachers shouldn't be out there spending more time bedinga amacimbi bashaga madora. Instead, they should be in class and focusing on educating the future generations. He also highlighted how back in the day, in 1980, it gave them the opportunities that they have today. Education is the one thing that led to where he is today. And he feels as though it's sad that the way that things are going, he feels as though the new generation or the generation of today might not get the same opportunities. So ngenani kuhlelo lesitshelo mbono wenu mayelana ngodaba lukhona ekutwini phinda emtshirongo womuntu uzo maonre enyu. We're talking about the current state of the Zimbabwean education system. So we're broadcasting live on radio as we speak, panapapa 909 medium wave frequency. We're broadcasting on 4930-13860, uyezepa 15460 kilohertz by shortwave. And on the internet as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voanw.com, uyezepa www.voashona.com. Sakana mchopi na mchiro wangwam, sakanga nukti turuku tepe nyura live pa mapeje lu pa Facebook matatu. Saka you can also write your name and number on our Facebook pages, or you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or call me live on air on +12026192084. So, pinaim churongwa muria Zimbabwe, mundu zo maondering, magatira churongwa chindu cheve chidiki, ushelo The Connection, nilami umaikove.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I shoutoutana neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. Down we are with that. Take my little.
Aspect my three pa Twitter nepa Instagram and Depo Pandino Batikan Sakaganam Kurkura Neni. If you're looking to speak to me about Fisukalami, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Gotwa for the next hour, Sikonapa, Emakasine to go Facebook for the next hour. VOA Shona VOA Indebele Uyezepa VOA Studio 7. So Palani Pela Imivonenu, Nyorai Manamba Kananchila Pinam Chirongwa, and we'll be calling you live on air. Now let's head over to my panel of experts. The first guest that I have joining me live, Iklingweni, is he has a lot of knowledge on the state of the Zimbabwean education system. Uke wabangu headmaster, uke wabangu mbalisi, asizweni ukuthi ubaba Thandeko Zinto Mkandla yena uthini ngodaba lokhona ekudweni. Baba Mkandla, welcome to our youth program. Baba, how are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much. We're looking to hear more of your expertise and hear more from your wisdom. Now, Baba Mkandla, something that's happening elizweni, abantu abasakhulayo seem to be going through a very interesting time, for lack of a better use. Abantu abasakhulayo, yesterday we saw young people from Jube High School taking to the streets, labo, saying they're not happy with the current state of the education system in the country. As someone who's been a headmaster, you've experienced both the good times and the bad times. What does this mean for the nation's education system?
Well, what happened at Njube High School was bound to happen at any other school. Because education, like almost every commodity in this country, is being run down by the current authority. The students, I'm sure, they are investing in education for their future. Each and every student has a dream to be somebody or to be someone so many years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that there is an obstacle to their dream, like any other human being, they are bound to react one way or the other. And hence this demonstration by the students at Njube High School in Bulawayo is an eye-opener that Njube is just symbolic of almost all the schools in this country. Mm-hmm. Because the students and the parents and the teachers are equally affected.
Mm-hmm.
And this means the authorities must wake up and analyze and get to the root of the problem, rather than scapegoating, pointing fingers, arresting teachers, calling for a third hand. It won't take the problem away.
Mm-hmm.
They must really understand why students, instead of bringing the classroom, they took to the streets to explain, to display,
mm-hmm.
to show their frustration with the way their education is being mishandled, not handled, but mishandled. And this means that this demonstration may spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the authorities, unless the government does something pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because all what they're asking for, those two issues, this hike in fees in this economic heavily depressed economic environment and the welfare of their educators or teachers, they are genuine, they are realistic, they are logical, they are rational. They are not just sucking their thumbs and coming out
of the we are not learning.
And substantive problems that need attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think the students are just fed up by the way things are moving in the education sector.
Now, Baba Mkandla, let's take a step back and look at 2019, because 2020 is only just kickstarting, and look at the education sector itself. I managed to take a look at some of the results, so I'm trying to figure out where the big impact is. Now, we've got a slideshow that I'm looking to show our listeners. So I'm hoping my producer can pull up the slideshow. In this slideshow, it shows how
the grade 7 results went down by 5.18% in 2018. And in 2018, it was 52.808. And in 2019, it was 46.09, which means there was a drop in 5.18%. It also highlights how there were 45 schools with 100% pass rate. It highlights how there are 87 schools with a 0% pass rate. And how the bottom 10, we spoke about this with Mnumzana Udokotela Sifiso Ndlovu last time he was on this program. Bottom 10 schools are in Matabeleland. Now, this is for different reasons, of course, such as resource allocation and so forth and so forth. However, how is this a reflection of what's happening today in 2020 within our high schools and primary schools?
This question is basically triangular in shape, or is a tripod. There is a parent, there is a student, and there is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those three must play their role to have an optimum output. The parent must encourage his or her children to go to school and provide what he or she has to for the student to learn. The student must be motivated intrinsically from within to go through the process of education.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher must also be equally motivated by working conditions, by rules and regulations that govern his or her employment, so that the teacher also delivers to the best of his or her ability what he or she has to do in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these three lacks due to some other reason, the education of the child will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers have been complaining over the years about their poor working conditions, including their salaries and allowances. I'm not surprised, therefore, that the statistics will show a drop in the pass rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the teachers are not qualified, not that the students are not there, not that the parents are lethargic about the education of their children, but the teacher has come to the center of operation in education.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher is not well looked after, despite what the parent and the child may do, the education sector will suffer. All what is wanted is to analyze each of these three segments and see which one lacks. As of now, yes, parents are finding it difficult to get fees and other school-related requirements. People, yes, they may also suffer from the inability of their parents to provide them with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the teacher who has to try to motivate himself or herself to uplift those that he has been charged with.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher who has to deliver the stuff is not well catered for, the teacher will find other means to try to sustain himself or herself. And hence, the siyagula amaqindi. Or doing any other thing, or just lazing around, because psychologically they are affected by saying we are working for nothing. Remember, the teacher is supposed to do everything that's supposed to be done, but at the end of the day, the same teacher may be a parent who is not able to pay fees for his or her own children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see this is well going to affect the outcome of the education results at the end of the day. Never mind what people say, we have to make sure that the tripod stands equally on each and every leg that it has.
Mhm. Wothi ngikubamba umlomo baba Mkanja, and then I'll come back to you ngizokuthi ngilo guest wami the second guest ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana uPGS Namburo. But before I head over to PGS, let me take my first caller ongenayo kuhlelo, and then I'll head over to PGS then back to baba Mkanja. Caller Mthereri ongenayo kuhlelo, ngibani?
Hello.
Yes papa, how are you?
Indicate the story kuchiredzi.
Eh basthole zwiri kufamba.
Ah, zvifambi nyati dzevana yakuvara.
Hanziko chanetsa chimuzvikoro.
matichasi kuwana muro wakakwana saka wanga tijisasi yu wafika puwi matakakwana
Zino mkoma David Tambori za yoyimo video apo mbereki anga chichema ona ya chiti hongu ziru kunzwisisika kutuwa varairizi havasi kuwana mihoro ya varu kuda asi vanao mamiro ezvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka vakuto yatingati nechirungu vakuto distracta remangwana revana nenyaya yekuti havasi kuenda muzvikoro mubereki uyo abva aendera mberi achiti varairidzi please dzokerai muzvikoro munodzidzisa vana kune rivibibi moshandisawo mukana wekuendera mberi muchikurukura nehurumende kuona kuti mukana uripo here wekushanda pamwe chete hamuna maondero akafanana here
kwete avo maonero avo akasiyana neangu nokuti maticha ashandi kusocial welfare vanofanirawo kuti vaone kuti vararamise mhuri dzavo vana vavanoda kuenda kuzvikoro ivo vanodawo mari yetransport nomuhoro wavo imagine ticha achihora 1200 mutore wembwa chaivo zvinombokwanisiki kuitika ndoine zvaikwanisika hurumende iyi harisi kuziva kuti inoda kuvhoteererani inotadza kuteerera varidzi vayo vakaivhotera ivavo kana ichakavhoterwa nevanhu vemuzimbabwe sei isingateereri zvinotaurwa nevanhu vacho izvi madhokota asi kuenda kubasa manese asi kuenda kubasa asi vakanyarara isaivendi jeno saivendi kanimozviona
zvino ndiudzeiwo mukoma David ndiudzeiwo nemaondero enyu remangwana revana rakamira sei sezvo muri kutaura zvese izvi muchiti zvechokwadi zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe zvinhu zvikaendera mberi remangwana revana rinenge rakamira sei
nyika iri yakatourawa kare I think kubva pangotanga 2000 payapa kutanga nainda payapa education yanga ichingoinda ichingoinda ichifa kusvika izvezvi iriosi generation
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma David tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva muteereri wedu wekutanga ari pinda muchirongwa thank you so much handidi baba right ndimzino munumzana udavid nguyo mulali wokuqala ongenele yokuhlelo yena udavid highlighted kuti ngombono wakhe ikusasa lelizwe khanya ngani it's a little dim asizoni kuti upichi westena uthini ngalo mbono kamnumzana David vanamburo ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki zviri kufamba here mukomangu vanamburo muripo parunhare here
chiripo parunhare mukuru
thank you so much for making time to join us again this week basically we're taking the conversation forward we're delving deeper into the education system in Zimbabwe I know that you are the head of a students union so you are able to basically walk us through the experiences of students now nezuro takaona vechidiki veku high school kunjube uko kuvulawayo they went out in their masses vachiratidzira mugwagwa vachiiva vasikufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muclass vari kuchema chema nenyaya yekuti varairidza havasi kuuya kuchikoro saka ivo vatopinda muvhiki rechipiri vasina kuwana dzidzo vari kuchema zvekare vachiti nyaya yeschool fees hanzi vabereki vakachema vakatsvaga mari vamwe nanhasi havasati vabhadhara school fees asi vana variko zvino vasvika kuchikoro kwacho kwakatsvagwa kukatsvagwa mari asi 2 weeks later havasati vawana dzidzo imi somo who's a student representative how do you take something like this in
okay chekutanga mukomoro tinoda kutanga taisa muono pamwe chete sezvakambotaura last time by atikatino wherever we talk of issues to do with issues that involve the government and big citizens. We need to first cook the denominator to catch him on the team. Canada is also just not to way forward because the trade up with the Mangwana can also shut the world. But commenting on the issue that took place yesterday, where school pupils from secondary schools going to the streets protesting, one, we might not know the factors behind the protest. But basically commenting, the economic situation in Zimbabwe, of course, it's not right. It's not right. And everyone is affected by it. Even the government itself, And the old citizens, they are also crying because the economic situation is not fine, it's not well. So, it is genuine that they are complaining because my teacher at school and the education is not favorable to them. No, the monitoring is not regular. Because wherever, if they see my citizens, I feel farmers are not, one father is also in the red flag. But now, the school administration says they were supposed to engage the school administration. Once about why the teachers are not attending. And even the school administration, they should have engaged the government because the minister or minister of primary and secondary, and who is in charge of that. And that minister should be brought to book, watching books about the ministers in Rufana Fambasi, who are that they make a way forward in a whole positive manner, which does not affect the whole society itself. And more visa. So, as also, as a student leader, first you need before. Comment, you need to see the factors, the few factors that are behind it. Fine, my teachers go off here, we might say they are complaining day in, day out. It's a valid point, it's a valid outcry. You are going to know a grievance, but no, but I feel good. They should make means in a positive way to engage the government as teachers. Then we got a party on the services. No, the government didn't go to shoot. I remember government which offered Mr. Dengo the girl to know. It's also a Tina Paris in a party. Tina Pay Matias in the Shakana. If they see it's not worth checking, then they should make a way forward. They should make it, you know, have an option. You know, that could be less effective because it is a right. You are not going to want to quality education like other rights.
Now, let's discuss a couple of numbers here. Earlier on, I was talking to my other guest who's on the line, about the numbers. I'd like to hear your take on some of these numbers. Just the dropout rate, Yevana Vechkoro, in the year of 2019. It was one of the things that was highlighted was 9,559 students out of 689,255 students dropped out. This is due to delinquency, debt, exclusion, and others. They also highlighted how Kunana, for example, places like Manicaland in 2017, there's had the highest number of dropouts, even though it's leveling out. They also highlighted several different things, but basically what it seems to narrow down is Vana Vechikoro are now starting to suffer due to several things such as the teachers' protests, due to several things such as the current state of the economy. Is there a way to save and fix these students? Vana Mburo?
Looking at the rationale behind my reasons, why Vana Vechikoro power, there are so many reasons, regardless of the economic situation. Some people just tend to drop out. They feel like dropping. Because if you see with the eyes, red like what you're saying, especially let's say in all mining towns, they are not going to drop out because they are not going to be in the mining towns. They see the mining but looking at, of course, the economic situation, it's the highest contributor. You need to have the one to drop out. Fine, but it's also we are saying, no, if that's the case, then the government really need to look on it, you know, to find the solution. We will push the government, and we should be brought into the task. You know, we should monitor and engage the government. You know, they should come up with a mitigative or a solution to counter my problems. Because of the economic situation. For instance, yesterday we engaged the minister, the deputy minister of youth, and Sports, Arts and Recreation, the Honorable Machagairi, to say, Minister, look, we have quite a number of students in higher learning institutions who are dropping out because of these financial difficulties. From our teachers' college, the politics, goes into a vraga, and with great concern. And he vowed to engage the business community to try and assist. So these are some of the, you know, mechanisms that we are looking forward to. If it's true in terms of figures that students are really dropping out, from school because of financial situations, there are always mitigative measures that we can engage as student unions to try to source for funds for those students as a measure, you know, to improve or to curb off, you know, the issues of what of students dropping out from school due to financial difficulties. But the government also must be, you know, must be engaged in a way, in a holistic cordial manner, so that it feels responsible, you know, of the situation, and it takes control of every situation.
All right, regain dukubati pamromo, nditore mtereri, and then I'll head over back to Umnumzana Ubabo Tandego Zindimkanda. Lunza odindile mtereri, nyezu uti nilomla nilu ngena kushelo, kola mtereri, nya kwa mge la kushelo, ndia nari poparnari. Mlaleli, hello? Nyezu uti umlaleli luse ambile, he dropped uti ngo. Hai, asibone abantu bathini emakhasini ethu ku-VOA Ndebele, njalo ku-VOA Studio 7, njalo ku-VOA Shona ku-Facebook. Ngibona ukuthi ukho Selihle Ndlovu is watching with us. Ukhona vele, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. U-Rejoice uthi linjani sihlobo zenkosi, hayi siyaphila Rejoice. U-Albert Pereira ukhona laye uthi hayi abatsha lamo kumele balule amalungelo abo. I kanya ngani uyavumelana ngalokho kwenzakalayo. Everything that happened gobulawayo izolo, uSindiso Pepe laye ukhona, uSani Boylanga laye ukhona, uNesisa Dube uthi unjani umsakazi lo weskaf sakhe nganika amathisha ibali. Hayi, uNesisa Dube uthi hayi uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kumele anikeze abo thisha imali zabo. Hayi, siyezwa. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Qhubekani libhala imibono yenu, yendra imberi, muchonyora maondro yenu, uyezwe muchisa manamba yenu, kuitra kushukufonere. Let's go back to Ubabu Tandego Zintimkanta. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Ayi, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli, wathi ngiqale ngithatha umlaleli, and then I'll go to Ubabu Mkandla. Kola mtereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshira imichirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ndi Mkoma Moven, makadi ndiri South Africa.
Ayi, wathi ribokurisa iko ku South Africa, Mkoma Moven.
Kuri right me.
Pindai mchirongwa mundu zo maondro enyu mkuru. Ma kufamba famba Mkoma Moven, chimbodzokerai pamamuri.
Okay, bandaliri.
Right. Pamuri papo musatombo move. Mamchiti.
Ndanditi zviri kuitika kumusha zviti kutadzi vana havasi kudzidza chimira china kumira zvakanaka saka vakuru vedu ava mhani vanofanira kuzviona kuti ngavanzire vamwe chipi ma vana chikurukuru vana havasi kudzidza kumusha
zvino Mukoma Moveni munoziva paimbove nenguva yekuti zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe especially vechidiki pavaiuya kusouth africa ikoko vachidzidza vainyatsokwatura muklasi nekuti zvainzi maZimbabwens vanhu vakangwara nemaondero enyu zvese izvi zviri kuitika mungati chinhu chichachinja maondero evanhu pamusoro pe yatingati education system yedu here angibona ngani uMoveni usahambile hayi vamoveni vane network inenge yavanetsa. I heard his phone drop, so let's go back to Ubaba Tandego Mzinti Mkandla. Let's hear what he has to say. Baba Mkandla, ukhona ecingweni na? Baba Mkandla Tandego, ukhona ecingweni baba? Right, so you heard guest on me, my second guest, Mnumzana UPGS Namburo, ngena kuhlelo, he highlighted how it's very important for abantu before they go to the streets and so forth, they should find ways to engage uhulumende so that government can have the opportunity to address the issue beforehand. Do you feel as though with the way that things have gone, especially abazali kanye lababalisi have tried enough to engage uhulumende?
Well, I don't know much about parents because I'm ignorant of any association that is made up of parents of students at school that is taking it upon itself to discuss or to dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much aware of what the teachers' union in their individual and collective capacities have been doing over the past year trying to engage the government right up to the Apex Council, which includes all civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
I think the teachers, the civil servants, have really exhausted themselves in trying to negotiate what they think is a reasonable salary.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried their best. Well, from what we gather and from what we know, they've tried their best to tell the government what they expect their employer to do.
Mm-hmm.
just like, I mean, they are simply saying, basically, they are not asking for an increment. They are just asking that the 450 or 500 US dollars that they used to get be the same salary only at the interbank rate.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is being very, 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 very reasonable, because what they are getting now is just about 30 to 40 US dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the teachers' union and the Apex Council, they have really tried their best to discuss, talk, negotiate, bargain, dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the scenario that we are facing now. When I think students at secondary schools, primary and secondary schools, they may not have SRCs or organizations like ZINASU and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the civil servant, who are the responsibility of the government, have done and tried their best until they threw up their arms in despair and said, our employer is insensitive to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have tried their best. And hence this kind of talking of not going to work. Because to me, it's just a statement. It's not that they're on strike. I think they're just making a statement on their being incapacitated to go to their station and deliver the stuff that they're supposed to deliver.
Ayi siyakuzwa baba Mkandla, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodabula khona kodwa ngathi baba. Right, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli Muriya Zimbabwe ndikunzona ndinemthereri ari kupinda mchirongwa asizone ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabula khona kodwa. Khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo, ndiyana ari popa rinari ngibane khona ecingweni.
Romeo Mkande.
Eh Mkoma Romeo zwi famba.
Zwi right, ndiyana ngapha.
Alright, muri kufonera muri kupi?
Ndifonde kubhinga.
Hanzi iko kubhinga zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zvinhu zvava pressure mukona kune zvikoro hazvizi hazvipo.
Zvikoro zvakavhurwa vhiki rapfuura, vana vakaenda kuchikoro vakaona mukana wekudzidza here?
Hati?
Ndanchiti vana vakaona mukana wekudzidza here kubhinga uko?
Kuno kana udzidza hapana ndosina ticha zvaisemano ndodanchave nesindevele.
Ungakhuluma baba Robio, bengazi ukuthi uyakhuluma isindevele, ungakhuluma baba.
Okay, lapho iproblem ekhona abantu abafundi, abantu ababuya bezofundisa ngapha ngamashona, amashona angikhona avela akhathana emasinge ngapha. Yoba yami iproblem yamatitha yokuthi basiyeli manje ukugada. So ngapha amaleta ticha zimali utiyana ukuthi vele abazale amakhasi zethu zengena umsebenzi. So yebo ngapha amashona abangikhona siyeli manje ukuthi yebo ngapha.
Awungitshele-ke baba Romeo, njengoba ushilo ukuthi ababalisi bona abahambi esikolo, abantwana bakhona kodwa abatholi imfundo, lokhu kusho ukuthini nxa sesixoxisana ngelokusasa lelizwe?
Lokhu kuthekise ukuthi vele abantwana abakhona kethu vele ukufunda ukuthi asize ukuthi vele ukuthi vele izwe lelizwe langikhona selizaba ilizwe labantu abangafundanga, especially ngapha yazi ebhinga engikhona mina imfundo yabo yaletha ukuthi vele isikhathi sokuthi bazakuthola imfundo abantu angapha batesekuyisikhathi sokuthi ami abantu abethu bekhanya ukuthi bazakufunda kube ngcono, but enxa sokukhanya sokunjeka sesiyela ngale sike ngizawuqala vele abantu bengazakuthola imfundo ngaphelekhoisokukhanyani ngundizela abantwana lokho.
Ikusasa lelizwe-ke baba bona ngani izinto zime njani?
Lapha kunzima izinto zibe ukhanyani lapha, hayi lize kuzizole ukuthi vele lizaba lelizwe elinye labantu ababezisebenzela be abantu abazabebele umelewelizwe.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Romeo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, ngingaphosela amazwi wakho okugcina.
Hallo,
bengithi bengicela uphosele amazwi wakho okugcina.
Hayi mina bengicela ukuthi ngabe ifini ndiyazisisa ukuthi ngizela ama-teachers bebe nizifola leli ngene ndiyothi mina njengapha edinga mina inkani edinga sibe njengokuthi wami njengwami ngikulise edinga isikolo imfundo yangikhona ngapha abantu angapha edinga bakhanyela phansi abantu abangafundanga endikaphisi ngisokukhanyani ngizele opresident mkulu kakhulu ngapha edinga ndiyothi njengokuthi wami abantu basuka ngale emashonini abafundisayo ngapha abantu bangapha banyisa isikhathi i-chance yokuthi betele imisebenzi ngapha
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Romeo, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo tata, thank you so much. Right, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard from Romeo who is in Binga. Romeo there is highlighting, things are not okay when we're talking about the schools. He highlighted how a lot of the teachers are people who come from different areas and are teaching in Binga there. Now, he said the local teachers themselves there's not that many of them. And those that are coming from outside are now the ones who are saying, we don't have money. So now the students are just in class looking at each other and they're not learning much. Asibone ukuthi abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yetu Studio 7. Ngibona ngempela ukuthi people are sending ama messages. Siyabonga kakhulu, qhubekani. Ubheki Themba uthi ama teacher abulala abantwana, kubi abakwenzayo. Kuthiwa abangesabi uhulumende, benza ngathi bayafundisa beshona belele emaklasini. Hayi, kuthiwa bona labo they are not going to school. Uphinde wathi umnangagwa, hayi, kumele alungisise uhlupho lwababalisi. Lawo ngamazwi kaBheki Themba. Rollins uyabhala ngempela ukuthi ngikhona, siyabonga kakhulu Rollins ngokungena kuhlelo. Hayi, asizweni ukuthi uPG West yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo. PG West uchili popar narera mgomongo. Right, Vanamburo. And it seems as though a lot of people feel very bleak about the nation's future. A lot of people are looking at everything that's going on in the schools, and people seem to fear for the nation's future, because just like what one of the parents was played on video was highlighting, when teachers are not in classes engaging and educating the future leaders, that means future leaders are not going to have a firm understanding on how things are supposed to be handled. As a student leader, as someone who's gone through the same system itself, what do you have to say about that, and what is your take on the future generations?
Yeah, of course, problems, you know, economic problems are quite normal. In Zimbabwe, you know, we haven't seen a constant, you know, the consistency of the economy, economic challenges that are there, not just in Zimbabwe, but everywhere. But it depends on how the government and these citizens put themselves together to try to address these issues. Personally, I don't believe, with a problem, I think it's just a nasty. I believe that in those problems, you should find the probable solution and I believe that we have the solution to the problems that are currently at play. The economic situation fine is changing to everyone. Like we have had, even those in the helm of power, of the government system, they are saying, no, the economic situation is very changed. And it's not equally sustainable to anyone. And to the future generation here, this is, of course, currently there's a turbulence. The ground is not even, the future. We can't say the future is not certain. We have a better future yet. But what just we need is, for those like a Kuroku Dara, government, they should put themselves together. They should find the common ground. Not for them to just continuously fighting for solutions.
Alright, regarding the Pamromong is up to me, Munum Lalongena Gushello, and then I'll go to Babum Kanda to get a reaction. Kola Kolam Tere, Ringa, Gamgela Kshello, Dinom Gamcham Tronga, Bano Connectungani, Arpa Narendian. Mlaleli, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to Masango.
Yebo Masangunjan.
Moving corner putua.
Who's coming up about?
Mzebutua.
Ow, Tumelang, Dad.
Yeah.
Right. So udabula khona egudwini uluzwile mahlango. Abantu abasakhulayo abasezikolo bayakhala ukuthiwa ha
2 weeks ngakatholi imfundo elizweni ababalisi bona bathi ha ngeke bahambe emsebenzini kusiyafika isikhathi lapho uhulumende gives into their grievances. Ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni is something that's going to affect ikusasa lelizwe na?
Bafo lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngananzelela ukuthi impilo yomuntu imfundo uma ungafundanga olanto ongayiyenza ekhaya akulanto ehambayo yonke into imile ngenxa yokuthi isiphofu sikhokhelana wena wasawabona isiphofu sikhokhela esinye isiphofu bakho akula siphofu esingakhokhela esinye isiphofu but kithi siyakubona kusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi akula mfundo iliphi lizwe engela mfundo nxangela mfundo vele kuthi ukuthi yonke into iphansi akulento ongayiyenza ungafundanga uyabe usufana nje lo mntwana osecreshi oyabe ethengisa ukuthi kuthiwa wothi ngenxa yokuthi kafundanga bapho kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho esikwenzayo but silohulumente okhethwe ngabantu but kakwazi ukusebenzela abantu abamkhethileyo khangela namhlanje wehlulekwehluleka ukusebenzela abancane ikusasa lethu ikusasa lakhe abazafundisa abantwa bakhe uteacher seze siyabamba icimbi kodwa upresident ukhona uyehluleka ukuthi eze isikhalazo esilula nje esincane kokuthi ethi hhayi ngikhala ngesisu esithi sami ngilambile akulalutho upresident nje kwazise ukulalela ethi hhayi ngiyakuzwa mntanami nansi wanifula ngezelela lawe uthenga ukuthi la ubamba umoya bapho kubuhlungu lokhu kakhulu
manje Masango udaba lolu ungaqhubeka
kusasa bapho into evutshela yona ombhalele phansi wamazami kusasa uzezwa kuthiwa kule third hand ulalele uthula udizwi uzezwa kuthiwa kulokunye okuthamanzi phakathi kokwenzakale ebulawa ebantwaneni besikolo bedemonstrata besithi hayi ifeko lethu liyawonakala ngenxa yokuthi nxa sikujanuwari namhlanje umnyaka uyavuka uphelile umntana okuform four kumele kutelele ama-certificate akhe ekwazi uyaqhubekela phambili ngemfundo yakhe kumbe akaqhubekeli phambili but nxa ile 2 weeks engafundi uyabelani akulalutho uyabe efeyilile kuthiwa ufeyilile kodwa uyabe engafeylanga ngoba kafundanga lutho.
Ubona ngani udaba lolulakho kulungisiswa na?
Bafuna udaba olulula kakhulu lokhu kuyalungisiseka ngoba nawe nqawo nje somntana wakho ekhala ngendlalo uyabukwazi ukuthi into akhala ngayo ukhala ngento engene esiswini sakhe. Akula teacher ongakuma phambi komntwana wesikolo engadlanga elambile uyafundisana elambile. But udaba lolunqawo kulungisiswa lungaqala ukulungisiswa kube amateacher bethole okokuthi nawe bencedise imuli zabo.
Sibona umunye umama, we played a video earlier on lapho umama ubekhala sithi ababalisi please go back to school yofundisa abantwana and then yebo leyakhala lesithi alilamali yokufika esikolo kodwa hambani liyofundisa abantwana liqhubekele phambili likhulumisana lohulumende. Uyavumelana ngalombono na?
Bafo uyabona into yokugaleza tshelo nebusungu ukuthi nxa usuka usebhulawayo uyaburentile la ohlala khona ulendoda uvuke futhi imali ekuseni ukuthi umbhadale imali yobuthongo la olala khona ukudla kumele uvuke usidle ekuseni awungeke kumaphambi komntwana esikolo ungagezanga ungaxubhanga kumele ukuthi uhole uge uthole imali yokuthenga isepha uthole imali yokuthudle ufundise umntwana esikolo laye ezihawukele uba njengawo yabona mna kafonte engifunda isikhathi esithileyo ukuthi bekhonthisa kakhulu ukuthi bebuye eclass nebo tithayi engumuntu ogqoka isicathulo esipholitiweyo esicazimulayo but namhlanje utitha udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga angifuni ukuthethisa but ngizothi utitha namhlanje udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga othona egebha igolide egangeni udlula utitha.
Hayi siyakuzwa Mahlangu, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ntona kyalebuga, thank you so much.
Thank you bafo.
Right, Zulu Kandaba, that was Cindy Somahlangu. He is a caller calling us straight from Botswana. Mahlangu is basically highlighting the issue can be fixed. There is hope the issue can be fixed. It's something very simple. Just make sure that teachers regain their integrity to ensure that the education system can proceed. Let's go back to Baba Uthandeko Zinti Mkanda. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Baba Mkanda, are you still on the line? Now, Baba Mkanda, they used to have these different systems that were set up by Hulumende, such as the BEAM system, the BEAM program itself, that targeted helping abantu abasakhulayo who are facing issues such as debt, so forth, to ensure at least they get to finish their education. Are those systems still working, and what's going on? Why aren't those systems coming into full effect during times like this?
Well, I think, like all government programs, they have this
start or they are premised on very noble objectives. But it is the implementation of that program which is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
The government will come up with a program and only to leave it halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
This is common. Drive to any place, town, growth point, what? We have structures that are half completed and what have you, because the government bites more than it can chew.
Mm-hmm.
The same old story that is the economy and what, blah, 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 blah. I think what lacks is proper planning in advance behind closed doors. We must analyze what they want to do, how they are going to do it, the time factors involved, who is going to do what. I think basically the planning section of the ministry or social welfare or whosoever, but I don't say the government, as regards schemes like BIM,
mm-hmm.
they are very noble, but I think it's now years
mm-hmm.
where that thing literally stopped. Though on paper it's still there, students still go to school, they are registered under BIM, but schools are not getting anything in the form of what of fees that they should get. I think the same goes for the war veterans and children. Mm-hmm. The government will wake up towards the election and try to drop something along those lines and say, this is what we're doing. It has become a political ploy. It's not something that is functional as it was set out to be. I think our government is busy playing politics with almost every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the students also feel that the government is not being fair to them by allowing these school fees, like 90% of the population is unemployed,
mm-hmm.
when the teachers' welfare is really neglected, is not there, when the teachers' integrity and dignity has been thrown to the dustbin. I think there's nothing that is moving because the government has failed to implement its own plan, which may be noble, as I've said, but the implementation of those plans is very horrible.
All right.
No wonder why people will say this government is useless when it comes to implementing its own programs that are put out by them and implemented by them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Baba Mkanda. Let me give UPG West a minute to literally wrap up. Va Namburo, you have 30 seconds to a minute tops to wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Hello?
And actually, you literally have a minute to 30 seconds to wrap up.
Okay. Yeah, I've been hearing my speaker. Clearly, yeah, the government, you know, is an employer to its employees.
Mm-hmm.
It is the master. But at the same time, the employees must also hear, you know, and understand the conditions in which the government, which is there, happens to be their boss, is faced with. So at the end of the day, the teachers must heed and must accept the lead to that the government is offering, because the government actually don't know money. And at the end of the day, whatever they do, the government and the teachers do, and at the same time, the teacher must not take advantage of the economic situation that the government is facing to push for their own agendas that they should purely know the government cannot meet. So at the end of the day, it's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of, you know, putting, you know, ahead the future of the youth, the future of our children, you know, at front with the that should be the major drive between the government and the teachers, who happens also to be our parents.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at the end of the day, they can't push for their selfish interests or their interests, they say, knowing that the government does not have enough to cater for them. And at the same time, they dangle what you call the most difficult
all right. Vanamburu.
Approach on the...
Unfortunately, I might have to cut you off there. There's literally a couple of seconds left.
So, Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much for kunekupinda mchirongwa. Baba Mkandla, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo. Muri Zimbabwe, you heard it there from both PGS Namburo and Thandeko Zinti Mkandla. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla highlighted implementation. Unamburo uthi ababalisi, go back to work. Lifaka abantwana first. Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much. My time here is run out. Let's meet same time, same place. Musakangan with Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3, for Twitter and Instagram. Ano po nika ni Mfaro, ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye-bye!